Brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. It's Durand Arkansas Girls Basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. As we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas Boyceville girls basketball game, joining us, Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lohenhagen. Coach, let's first talk about the Arcadia game. Pretty nice outing by the girls.
Yeah, I was really happy with the way we played. I thought we accomplished what we were trying to do going into that game. Team like that, you really don't know for sure how they're going to play. They have a couple different defenses, and we saw three or four different defenses. But at the end of the day, I was just happy with our effort. I thought we competed extremely hard. Thought we rebounded really well, got ourselves some offensive rebound looks, and then I thought we were really good in our press in that game, which really gave them a lot of fits. So kind of going into it, we really want to talk, you know, this is the time of year where even if things don't go well offensively, we got to bring it with the energy, and I thought they most certainly did that.
Also, too, at this point of the season, too, you know, calling the plays or running the plays or the defense or things like that, you're hoping that there's no thinking about it. It's like, you know exactly what to do.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I want to see us compete at a high level. And we showed a bunch of clips on film about, a girl going in for a rebound that probably doesn't have a great chance, but she's able to tip it. And now somebody else gets that rebound from our team and gets that put back. And it's plays like that that don't go into a stat category. Nobody gets to see them other than coach watching them on film and realizing that you made an impact on that play without even getting a stat.
Talking with the Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Lohenhagen. Well, tonight taking on Boyceville, last time we played, pretty convincing win. Boyceville struggling this year, but this time of the season, you know what? Anything can happen.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the season, again, we're kind of just focused on trying to get ourselves really ready to go for the playoffs. So little things we want to be able to just execute based off of what do they run against us, and then can we execute quickly with that? Are we very aggressive? Little things like that. And they got a couple all-conference players on that side. So it's something we want to make sure we're coming out with good energy all night long.
So we'll start, I guess, on the offensive side. What would you like to see the girls be able to do tonight?
Well, I mean, I think, quite frankly, from midpoints of the season on, we've been really working on our man-to-man offenses, and we got multiple offenses that we run. We want to be able to run all of them as well, you know, or good as we should. And then with that, I want to be able to differentiate which one we're in too. So we have specific things we want to do in each one, and we don't want to, if it gets to where it's just a jumbled mess between all three of them, that's not going to work either. So really doing a good job of trying to figure out what we're trying to do with each one. And then if they throw some zone defense at us, then being able to quickly jump into a zone offense and execute that.
And on defense, you want to keep seeing that pressure. What would you like to see tonight?
The two big things we always talk about is, and we talk about before each game, is I want to see how well we talk in the game, and are we in a defensive stance at all times. I think that if we do those two things well, I think the rest of it kind of takes care of itself. If we're down in a stance and we're talking, we know how to defend a ball screen. We know how to defend a down screen. We know how to help or switch if we're down in a stance. It's when we get up and all of a sudden we're kind of lackadaisical and not really paying attention, and somebody back cuts you and they give you an easy bucket. So just being down, being athletic, and talking through everything, and just good team defense.
Of course, the seedings came out. You get the first round bye. Do you like the bye, or do you not like the bye?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've had the bye a lot of years here now. I think of my six, I think we've had it five of the years. Also, with the way our bracket is, there's multiple teams getting it. It's not like some of the brackets where just the first round seed gets it. So I think having a bye is nice. You really can prepare all week for what you want to do versus potentially two teams. And then you'll know that on Tuesday and kind of get Wednesday, Thursday to work on those. So I think it's good. to get healthy. It's also, you know, I don't like having a long delay, but we'll have to make sure we compete in practice so that way we don't feel like we've been a long time without a game.
Well, good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thank you.
That is Durand, Arkansas head coach Darren Loewenhagen. Coming up, starting lineups and tip-off. It's Durand, Arkansas at Boyceville in girls high school basketball. Coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH, Durand.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
The NASCAR Cup Series.
And the wait is over. The green flag is in the air.
Returns to the World Center of Racing.
Joey, look out. Oh, they're in the wall. A.J. Allmendinger is in the fence. The entire pack blows up.
For the 66th running of the Great American Race.
We're hearing that it is official. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has won the Daytona 500.
It's the Daytona 500.
Coverage begins Sunday at 12:30 here on WRDN.
Who are able to please stand, remove your hats, and place your hand over your heart for the playing of our national anthem.
And the Boyceville Band with tonight's national anthem. And once again, good evening, everyone. I'm Brian Winnikins. And welcome to those of you watching our broadcast tonight here on our streaming video service. Streaming video being brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Also tonight, those of you listening to our broadcast, our streaming audio service being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com and Anibis Silo, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, downtown Durand. All right, so let's give you our starting lineups tonight. Our starting lineups tonight coming out for the Durand Panthers, 10-3 in the Dunn-St. Croix. Number 2, junior Chloe Auth. Number 11, junior Edison Auth. Number 12, Victoria Kurth. Number 14, junior Emma Hoyt. And number 24, senior McKinley Sand. Panthers in their black uniforms with their white numerals. For the Boyceville Bulldogs, they are 3-10 in the Dunn-St. Croix. And coming, Lexi Slew is being at least announced to come out onto the number 35, Lexi Slew. She was injured and could not play, but she's a senior, and tonight is senior night, final regular season game. Number 12, a senior, Jaden Stevens.
Also, number 23, senior Hannah Dunn. Also, senior number 31, Jaden Traxler. Also, number 25, senior Sarah Stoverin. And number 34, senior Cora Leslie. So those are the starting lineups for the Bulldogs. They are in their white uniforms with the purple numerals. The Panthers will be going from right to left. The Bulldogs left to right here to start our first half. Throughout the night, we'll be thanking our high school sports sponsors. They're the ones that are businesses and organizations that bring you tonight's game here on WRDN. Thank you to Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts. It is tax time. Give Sunstrom a call to make an appointment, 672-4425. Charles LP Gas & Appliance, downtown Durand, your Woolpearl appliance dealer with installation and service at Charles LP Gas & Appliance, downtown Durand. And NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Hopefully the voice will make it through the game here. We'll do the best we can. All right, so Addison Auth now is at center court and will be going up against Cora Leslie. Okay, we have all the players. We are missing a referee. So, okay. Oh, maybe the referee had to... Referee had to take care of some business, let's just say. Well, gives us a chance to thank Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with our on-the-clock fitness and tanning access at downtown Durand. And the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies. And Jerry Barron Sons with dog and pet food from Nutrisource and Diamond, located by Animus Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Again, thank you again with special welcome to the men and women serving in the military listening to our broadcast tonight on our streaming audio service at realcountry1430.com. We hope tonight's broadcast gives you a taste of home wherever you may be serving, and thank you for your service as well. Okay, we have three reps, 10 players. We're ready to rock and roll. Here we go. And left is ready, right is ready, up tipped and controlled by the Panthers. We are underway. Back to Chloe Auth. And Chloe Auth now across the timeline over to Madison Sand. Sand now on the far side looking for a cutter. Bounce pass inside to Addison Auth. Addison out to Kurth. Kurth, three ball on the way is good by Victoria Kurth. 3-0 Panthers. Full court Panther press. Inbounded now to Dunn. And Dunn now bounce pass over to Stoverin. Stoverin now across the timeline. Back over to Dunn. Dunn now over to the far side to Leslie. Leslie now has to pass it back over to Stevens. Stevens now to Dunn. Dunn comes in from the right wing, puts up the shot off the glass. No good. And loose ball coming up with it is Sand. So McKinley Sand now to Hoyt. Hoyt back over to Sand. Round the horn we go. Hoyt now over to Kurth. Kurth left wing. Kurth now looking for a cutter. And Skeptic will go back out to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth now over to Hoyt. Hoyt over to Sand, top of the key. Sand now looking for a cutter, but has to pass it off to Auth. Auth now inside to Addison Auth. She kicks it back out to Kurth, top of the key, drives inside, splits two defenders up and in. 5-0 Panthers, and a bounce pass inside now to Stevens. And Stevens now across the timeline. Here comes the trap, loose ball, but coming up with it is Dunn. Dunn now. We'll kick it back out over to Stevens. Stevens now over to Traxler. Traxler on the right wing to the top of the key to Dunn. Dunn now back over to Stevens. Stevens to Stoverin at center. Now to the right wing. Three ball on the way. Shot rims out. No good. And rebounded by Addison Auth to Chloe. Chloe now will come across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Sand. To Hoyt. Top of the key. Can't drive in. Over to Kurth on the left wing. Kurth now will come back out towards the top of the key over to Sand. Sand to Chloe. Chloe inside to Addison, but she's going to have to kick it back out to the wing to Hoyt. Hoyt on the right wing now. Over to Kurth on the right corner. Kurth now will come back out over to Chloe. Chloe over to Sand. Panthers lead 5-0. Now over to Kurth. Kurth to Hoyt. Hoyt on the right or left wing now to Chloe. Chloe inside to Addison. Addison in the lane, kicks it back out to Chloe on the outside. Let's try this all over again. Back over to Sand now. Sand on the right side to Hoyt at center to Kurth on the left wing. Back to Sand. Sand to Hoyt. Hoyt on the right wing. Off. Chloe now to Sand to Kurth. Inside to Chloe now to Hoyt. Hoyt, three ball on the way. It's good. And now inbounded to Dunn. 8-0 Panthers. And loose ball. And nope, but coming back up with it, though, is Dunn. Dunn now will pass it off to Stavron. Inside now to Leslie. Puts up the shot high off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Kurth. Kurth to Chloe off. Panthers up 8-0. 14:26 remaining. Over to Kurth. Kurth left wing. Three ball. Shot good by Victoria Kurth. Makes it 11-0 now. And ball is tipped out of bounds and can't hang on to it with Stavron. It'll go back to the Panthers at center court. So Santa inbounded on the far side. Panthers leading 11-0. Over to Auth. Auth to Sand now. Sand back to Hoyt. Hoyt over to Kurth, left wing. Inside to Addison Auth. She's in the lane. Kicks it back out to Sand. Sand, top of the key. Three ball, no good. Tip, 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 tip. Rebounded by Chloe Auth, up and in. And so 13-0 now, Panthers. And here comes the trap now. Over to Leslie. And whistling a foul. Excuse me. I think the foul's on Kurth. And so inbounding it here on the near side will be done. Gracie Bauer comes in, and also Ryan Hayden comes in as Kurth and Sand take a seat. And inbounded now to Leslie. Leslie back to Stavron. Stavron on the left wing comes to the top of the key. Now looking for a cutter, no one there, and finally has to get it over to Dunn. Dunn on the right wing, she's going to drive inside, stops at the free throw line, kicks it to the top of the key, onto the left wing to Stavron. Stavron now looking for someone inside, and ball's tipped by Chloe Auth, and it's then tipped by Addison Auth out of bounds, and it'll stay Boyceville ball. Inbounding it on the far side, Hannah Dunn. Panthers lead 13-0. And loose ball, and coming up with it is Gracie Bauer. And across the timeline is Chloe Auth. And now to Addison, to Hoyt. Hoyt, top of the key. Now back over to Hayden. Hayden to Addison. Addison to Bauer. Bauer now back over to Chloe. Chloe left wing. To Addison, top of the key now. To Hoyt. Hoyt on the right wing. Hoyt looking for a cutter. No one there. Now to Chloe. Chloe over to Addison. Addison left wing inside to Gracie Bauer. Kicks it back out to Hayden. Three ball. Shot off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Chloe Auth, though. Back to Hayden. Hayden now over to Hoyt on the left wing. Back over to Chloe. Chloe now to Addison. Addison right wing. Addison looking for a cutter. No one there now. Over to Hoyt. Top of the key to Hayden. Left wing. To Addison. Inside to Gracie Bauer. Kicks it back out to Chloe. Left wing. Three ball. Shot off the rim. No good. She gets her own rebound, though. We'll get another shot at it. And so now back over to Hoyt. Hoyt to Hayden on the left wing. Over to Auth. That's Addison to Chloe now. Chloe left wing. Back to Addison, top of the key. To Hoyt, right wing. To Chloe, top of the key. Over to Addison now. Back to Hoyt, left baseline. Now kicks it back out to Hayden, top of the key. Three ball! Shot rims out. No good. Rebounded by Chloe Auth. We'll try it again. Inside to Hoyt. Hoyt in the lane. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Leslie. And so now across the timeline is Leslie. Leslie comes down to the left post, up, puts up the shot, no good. Tipped out of bounds. It's going to be off of Boyceville. It's Panther ball. So coming in now, Aubrey Maline coming in for Boyceville, along with Ellie Egeman coming in as well. Number 14, Chelsea Holden, also in now for the Bulldogs. Panthers lead 13-0. Sand across the timeline to Kurth. Kurth then Sand back in to Sand, over to Hayden. Hayden now left wing, back over to Sand to Kurth, right wing. Kurth now bounce pass inside to Paschal. Paschal puts up the shot. Oh, no, check that. Victoria Kurth with another three. And so it makes it 16-0 now, Panthers. Over to Maylene. Maylene now back to Dunn. Dunn will get across the timeline on the far side. Keeps it herself. Puts up the shot. Whistle and a foul. Going to the line for two will be Dunn. Foul's going to be on Bauer. And the line again for two is the Riverland Energy or Touchstone Energy partner. The Chet Fitzsmith Funeral Home serving the Mondovi area. And find out about pre-planning funeral services by calling 926-3630 or visit chenfitz-smithfuneralhome.com. First free throw was good. And Bauer Built Tire for all of your tire needs, rotations, and oil changes. Bauer Built Tire, Prospect Street, Durand. And Dunn makes them both. And so the Bulldogs are on the board. And so bringing it up across the timeline now is Sand. To Kurth, to Bauer at the top of the key. Bauer back to Sand, left wing. Panthers lead 16-2. Cross-court pass to Paschal. Paschal on the right wing now. Over to Kurth, top of the key. She'll try to drive inside. Can't do it. Back out to Sand. Sand on the left wing. Now has to hand it off to Hayden. Hayden will come back out towards the top of the key. Stops now and back over to Kurth. Kurth down. Comes back towards center over to Bauer. Bauer now. Back over to Sand. Left wing. Three ball! By McKinley Sand. And back the other way come the Bulldogs. Over to Holden. Holden on the right baseline. Out to the wing to Dunn. Dunn in the lane. Bounce pass to the top of the key now. And over to Holden. Who'll Kurth breaks up the pass. Wow. And Bauer comes up with it. Bauer to Kurth. Kurth up and in. 21-2 Panthers. 10 minutes remaining in the half. Over to Maylene now. Maylene, here comes the trap. Bounce pass across the timeline to Dunn. And Dunn now. Looking for a cutter. Nope, keeps it herself. Puts up the shot. Count it and the foul. I think the foul's on Paschal. And so going for the three-point play is Dunn with the Panthers leading 21-4. Free throw is good. Dunn makes it. So it makes it 21-5 now. And so inbounded now to Sand. And Sand across the timeline. Sand now over to Bauer. Bauer to Kurth. Kurth, top of the key. Three ball! Shot's good. Wow, Victoria Kurth, I don't think she's missed yet. 24-5. Maybe she's missed one shot, but holy cow. Here comes the trap now. And over to Eggemann. Eggemann now into the corner to Holden. And whistle knocked out of bounds by the Panthers. So it'll stay Bulldog ball. And so Chloe and Addison off come back in. Hoyt comes back in as well. And so inbounding it. Maylene inbounds it now to Stevens. Stevens back towards center now. Comes to the top of the key. Bounce pass over to Eggemann. Eggemann tries to drive inside. Can't do it. They come back to the outside now. Cross-course pass to Holden. Holden, whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Hoyt. So inbounding it to our left will be Maylene. And McCann gets it inbounded to Stevens. Stevens now over to Holden. And off, steals the ball out of her hands. Oh, she traveled trying to go back the other way. So they'll inbound it right in front of us. Maylene to inbound it. And inbounds it to Hellendrung. Hellendrung now Kicks it back out to the top of the key. Round the horn we go. Stevens now. Three ball. Shot's good by Stevens for the three. 24-8 Panthers. Across the timeline is Chloe. Chloe to Kurth. Kurth now to Hoyt. Hoyt to Chloe. Chloe head fakes the three from the right corner. Now gets trapped. Out to Hoyt. Hoyt now outside to Sand. Sand over to Kurth on the left wing. Kurth tries to drive inside, can't do it. To Chloe. Chloe left or right wing, head fakes the three. Cross court pass to Sand. Sand now to Hoyt. Hoyt left corner. Three ball. Shot is no good. And Addison Auth fighting for it. Comes up with it. Addison Auth to Hoyt. Hoyt from the left wing. Into the lane. Puts up the shot. No good. And Chloe Auth gets the rebound. Puts up a shot. No good. And there's a whistle and a foul. And Chloe Auth to the line for two. And so I think that's going to be on Holden, number 14. And so first free throw by Auth is good. And thank you to The Cottage from Floral Arrangements to Gifts for Mom. It's The Cottage, downtown Durand. Also the JKO Auto Body Shop with car restoration and collision repair. It's the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Next free throw was good, and Auth makes them both. So 26-8 now, Panthers. And trying to get it across the timeline, but throws it out of bounds. It's Panther ball. So inbounded. It'll be inbounded to get some changes for the Bulldogs. And so inbounded to Chloe off. And she'll come across the timeline now. Chloe hands it off to Sand. Sand at the free throw line. Back out to Hoyt. Right wing fake. Head fakes the three. Drives inside. Bounce pass to Auth. Auth tries to kick it back out to Kurth, but it goes out of bounds. Bulldog ball. 26-8 Panthers lead. 7:55 remaining in the half. And inbounded now to Dunn. And Dunn nearly loses the ball, but manages to get it off to Leslie. Leslie now to Stavrin. Stavrin now to Dunn. Head fakes the three at the right wing. Round the horn we go. Now back over to Stavrin. Stavrin on the left wing. Side pass is tipped by Kurth. Addison off comes up with it. Back to Chloe. To Kurth. Kurth, left wing. Three ball! Shot's no good. Rebounded by Sand. Sand to Kurth, or to Chloe now. Chloe. Over to Hoyt now. Hoyt at the free throw line. Back over to Sand on the right wing. She'll drive inside. Nope, can't do it. Over to Chloe. Chloe, left wing, drives in. Puts up the shot in the lane. No good. Loose ball. Chloe off, comes up with it. To Hoyt on the right wing. Over to Sand. Sand now to Kurth. Kurth, left corner. She'll try to drive in. Nope, comes over to the wing now. Back to the top of the key. Hands it off to Hoyt. Hoyt now. To Sand. Sand to Chloe in the left corner. Comes out to the left wing. She'll drive in. Oh, bounce pass inside to Addison off, who was wide open and up and in. 28-8 Panthers. Nearly stolen by Chloe off again. They get it across the timeline. It's Stavrin. Stavrin now over to Holden. Whistle. Timeout. Excuse me. Full timeout for Boyceville. With the Panthers leading 28-8. Thank you to Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store, Durand Fresh Market. Download the new app for even more savings. Visit freshmarketwy.com for more information. Numbers are us, your daily money managers, Rhonda Bonded and Insured. You can call Rhonda for a free consultation at 672-8093 or visit her online at numbersareus.com. Durand Smokehouse, where the hog sale going on now through March 31st. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, for more information. 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more. Visit WWT.co-op and the Rooster Tail Grill. Visit the Rooster Tail Grill for daily specials. Today was what? Taco Tuesday? Wings? Or no, it was Build Your Own Burger Thursday. I've got my days mixed up. Tomorrow, of course, Friday, fish fry at the Rooster Tail Grill, downtown Durand. apologize. This cold has really laid me out here. I've had the crud since last Saturday, so it's really laid me out. Buy NyQuil stock. Pass inside, whistling a foul. Foul will be on, I think it's going to be on Addison Auth. Yep. And so inbounded to Leslie. Leslie puts it up and in. To Addison now. Addison back over to Hayden, who's in. Hayden to Bauer. Bauer on the left wing to Hoyt. Hoyt now will try to drive in from the left wing. Cross-court pass to Addison. Addison over to Bauer. Bauer now to Hayden in the right corner. Panthers lead 28-10. Round the horn we go. Hoyt now in the left corner. Back over to Bauer at the top of the key. Bauer to Chloe. Chloe left wing. Three ball. Shot no good. And rebounded by the Bulldogs. Coming up with that rebound is Stavrin. Stavrin across the timeline now to the right wing. Over to Dunn. Dunn into the lane, but it's going to have to hand it back out to Holden. Holden now back at center. Over to Traxler. Traxler's pass inside, tipped by Hoyt, and she comes up with it to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth across the timeline for the Panthers. Whistle, foul. Foul's on Boyceville. Number 31, that's going to be on Traxler. Addison off the inbound to our left. 5:25, we're leading in the half. 5:20, Panthers lead. 28-10. And so inside now to Addison off. Addison off over to Bauer. Bauer back over to Holden. Holden to Chloe. Chloe, three ball. It's good. And so across the timeline now, and it's stolen. Addison off. Up. Nope. No good. Shot no good. And so the ball goes out of bounds. So across the timeline now. Inside to Stavrin. And first shot on the way is good. And next free throw on the way. 4:33 remaining. A whistle, lane violation? Yep. So it'll be Panther ball. 31-11 now. Sand across the timeline over to Hayden. Hayden now back over to Kurth. Kurth inside to Bauer. Bauer now back out to Paschal. Paschal's pass tipped, but Kurth comes up with it to Sand. Sand over to Hayden now. Or Hayden now on the left wing. Bounce pass inside to Paschal. Over to stolen. This time stolen by Engelman. Goes back the other way. Puts it up. Over. Lays it. No good. And back the other way now. And over to round the horn we go. Over to Kurth. Kurth now inside. Nope, they're going to kick it back out. Over to Hayden. Three ball shot, no good. And back the other way now comes the Panther or the Bulldogs. The ball knocked out of bounds by Bauer. Yeah. And so three ball on the way is no good. And rounded by the Bulldogs, and that is Engelman. And whistle, and the ball knocked out of bounds. And a shot put up, no good. Shot put up again, and it's good by Stavrin. So it makes it 31-13. Panthers, 3:17 remaining. Cross the timeline to Kurth. Kurth now to Bauer. Bauer over to Hayden, over to Sand. Sand over to Kurth, to Hayden, or to Sand, rather. Back to Kurth, to Bauer, back over to Sand. Bounce pass now over to Kurth on the right wing. To Sand, cross-course pass now to Hayden. Hayden on the left wing. To Sand, to Hayden. Now to Kurth. Kurth on the right wing. Over to Bauer. Over to Sand. Threaded by Kurth. Kurth into the lane. Puts up the shot. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Stavrin. And free throw on the way is good. Thank you to Martin Transport. Visit Martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The Cell Block with the soup and salad bar daily and also other daily specials. It's the Cell Block, downtown Durand. Next free throw on the way, no good. And rebounded by the Bulldogs. Nearly stolen. 32-13 Panthers. And across the timeline comes Malene. Ball stolen. Stolen by Addison Auth. Oh, pass is going to be intercepted back the other way to Malene. And a pass inside now. Shot put up. Whistle and a foul. Coming up, our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show. Going to the line for two will be number 22, Zoe Hellendrung. And the foul's on Patient. First free throw was good. And so now, excuse me. And so next free throw on the way. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Bauer to Auth to Hoyt. Back to Auth at the top of the key. Over to Addison. Auth on the right wing to a Paschal now. Paschal comes out to the right wing. To Bauer at the top of the key. Over to Hoyt. Hoyt left wing. Hoyt now. Back to Paschal. Paschal now will try to drive inside. Can't do it. Whoa, right between Addison Auth's legs. And it goes out of bounds. Bulldog ball. 32-14 Panthers. So, across the timeline is Traxler now. And she'll hand it off to Hellendrung. Hellendrung now will get it over to Malene. She'll drive inside, puts up the shot. No good. And loose ball, and it's going to be off of the Panthers. So, it'll stay Bulldog ball. And so inbounded now, and a pass is tipped, and Hoyt comes up with it. Hoyt to Auth, to Addison Auth now. Addison Auth up and over, lays it, no good. Tip, 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 tip. Coming up with it is Chloe Auth, back to Addison, to Bauer, to Hoyt, over to a Paschal on the left wing. And over to Chloe, to Addison, to Hoyt. Hoyt right corner, comes out to the right wing. Loses control of the ball, regains control on the far side. Back over to Addison now. Cross-court pass to Bauer on the left wing. Now Hoyt. Back to Addison Auth, to Chloe Auth. Chloe now right wing. Dishes it back inside to Addison Auth. Counted in a foul. And so Chloe Addison off to make the three-point attempt. The foul will be on number 30, and that is 30. And it's, check that. Coming up with it is the Bulldogs. Back the other way now come the Bulldogs. Across the timeline is Stavrin. Ball knocked out of bounds. And the 1-1 is the foul on the Panthers. And so a free throw on the way is good. And next free throw on the way is good. So it makes it 34-16 Panthers with 25 seconds left in the half. Across the timeline to Paschal now. Paschal right wing over to Hoyt, top of the key. To Chloe Auth. She'll come back out towards center. Panthers are going to set up for the last shot. Chloe now works off the screen from Hoyt. Into the corner to Paschal. Paschal right corner now. Backs inside to Chloe Auth. Tries to put up a shot, loose ball. Out to Addison Auth. Three ball! Shot no good. We're at halftime. As the Panthers lead 34-16. And coming up, we have our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up next. It's Durand Arkansas Girls Basketball on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown Auto Owners insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis on the witness stand today defending herself against allegations. A relationship she had with a lawyer on the Georgia election interference case is a conflict of interest.
You started dating shortly thereafter, correct?
A lie. That's one of your lies.
Former President Trump and other co-defendants want the case dismissed. An FBI informant is charged with lying to authorities about a multi-million dollar bribery scheme involving President Biden, his son Hunter, and a Ukrainian energy company that claim is central to House Republicans' impeachment inquiry. Kansas City police say yesterday's deadly shooting at the Chiefs celebration appears to have been caused by a dispute between several people. Two juvenile suspects are in custody.
The 22 victims' age range between 8 years old and 47 years old. At least half of our victims are under the age of 16.
Police Chief Stacey Graves. This is ABC News.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The Bucks are in Memphis to face the Grizzlies tonight, their final matchup before the NBA All-Star break. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Following tonight's game, the Bucks won't play again until a week from tomorrow night. Women's college basketball, Caitlin Clark will try to make history tonight when fourth-ranked Iowa plays host to Michigan. The senior guard needs 8 points to break the NCAA's all-time scoring mark. One of the biggest races of the NASCAR season begins with the Duels of Daytona set in Florida tonight. Those two races will set the 40-car starting lineup for the Daytona 500 on Sunday. Pitchers and catchers worked out for the Brewers for the first time today in Arizona. Position players report next week with the first full squad workout set for next Tuesday. Four of the 10 semifinalists for the Mike Richter Award as a top goalie in Division I men's college hockey are from the Big Ten, including Wisconsin's Kyle McClellan. Fourth-ranked Badgers are in Columbus tomorrow to face the Ohio State Buckeyes in the first of a two-game series. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
The NASCAR Cup Series.
And the wait is over. The green flag is in the air.
Returns to the World Center of Racing.
Joey, look out. Oh, they're in the wall. A.J. Allmendinger is in the fence. The entire pack blows up.
For the 66th running of the Great American Race.
We're hearing that it is official. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has won the Daytona 500.
It's the Daytona 500.
Coverage begins Sunday at 12:30 here on WRDN.
Alfredo Best's Open Comp Competitors. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Are you ready to go back to the summer of 99? Creed is back. Summer of 99 Tour. For the first time in more than a decade, with very special guests on select dates. Three Doors Down. Daughtry. Switchfoot, Tonic, Big Wreck, and Finger 11. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Creed, Summer of 99 Tour.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Anthony Alfredo will compete in Sunday's Daytona 500 after notching the fastest qualifying time of the six Open Comp entries. Beard Motorsports, who has one full-time employee in crew chief Darren Shaw, fields the number 62 Chevrolet in select events. The 24-year-old NASCAR Xfinity Series regular will drive in just his second Great American Race.
This is crazy. I mean, I had the opportunity to race in this event once before, but never in an open car, and such amazing people, Beard family. And I said we were going to put it in the 500 for them. And I sat in the stands right up there. My first race as a kid, so to dream come true to go race Sunday. So got to gather up the emotions because we got a lot of work to do.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Boyceville, where we are at halftime. About two minutes are remaining here in the halftime. From our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard earlier tonight, Durand, Arkansas, won over Boyceville in the JV game 24-17. Some other games around the area tonight, St. Croix Central at Ellsworth, Altoona at Baldwin-Woodville, Prescott at Osceola, Mondovi at Colfax, Spring Valley at Elmwood Plum City. Menominee is at Memorial and Boys Hoops tonight. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. We have second half action coming up. It's Durand Arkansas Girls Basketball on WRDN.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built. Built on service.
Welcome back to Boyceville High School as we get ready for second half action. Panthers leading 34-16. Panthers will get the ball to start, and they will be going from left to right. Bulldogs right to left in this second half. And so inbounded to Chloe Auth. Auth across the timeline now. Over to Kurth. Kurth now to Hoyt. Hoyt right wing. Cross court pass to Auth. She drives in from the left wing. Bounce pass inside to Addison, but they kick it back to the outside. Three ball on the way. Nice rebound by Kurth. In the lane. Over. Lays it. Rebound it. Not loose ball. And the Bulldogs come up with it. And Dunn will take it across the timeline for the Bulldogs. Looking for a cutter now. No one there. And so over to Leslie. Leslie now comes over to the far side. Bounce pass to Stevens. Stevens tries to drive in from the right wing. Has to kick it back out. Not ball is thrown out of bounds. It'll be a Panther ball. Listening to Durand Arkansas Girls Basketball here on WRDN Durand. I'm Brian Winnikins from Boyceville. Panthers leading 34-16. Just underway here in the second half. Up to Sand now on the left wing. Sand gets to Auth. Inside pass to Kurtz. She can't hang on to the pass, and it goes out of bounds. So once again, inbounded by the Bulldogs. And across the timeline now. Over to Traxler. Loose ball, though. Hoyt comes up with it. Hoyt now back the other way. And she'll come across the timeline. Over to Sand. Sand inside to Kurth. Kurth stops, shot, whistle, foul. Thank you to our high school sports sponsors, including Ryan's Sports Shop, your home for all of your fishing supplies. Don't forget about that 24-hour bait and tackle center, Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durant. Free throw on the way, no good. Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West Durant, providing clarity to your financial picture and helping you navigate toward a more prosperous future. Visit heikewealth.com for more information. Next free throw on the way is good by Kurth. So, 35-16 Panthers. 16:27 remaining. Across the timeline now is Stavrin. Stavrin now over to Dunn. Dunn right wing. Dunn now over to Traxler. Traxler back to Stavrin. Stavrin's going to try and get it inside. Does. Puts up the shot. Is done. No good. Whistle and was it off the top of the backboard automatically to the Panthers. Auth across the timeline to Hoyt now on the left wing. Hoyt looking for a cutter, no one there. Now back over to Auth. Auth on the right wing, that's Chloe. Chloe needs some help, passes it back out to Addison. Top of the key now to Sand on the left wing. Hesitates, now drives inside, but has to kick it back out to Addison. Addison over to Kurth. Kurth now to Hoyt. Hoyt back to Addison Auth, top of the key. To Chloe Auth on the left wing. Cross court pass to Kurth. Kurth to Sand now on the right wing. Sand looking, bounce pass inside to Addison Auth. Lays it up and in. Oh, Addison Auth made the right time. Drove down the lane in a perfect bounce pass to her to make it an easy shot. And 37-16 Panthers. To Stevens now. Stevens, bounce pass over to Traxler on the right wing. Inside now to Leslie. Leslie has to kick it back out. Now 10-footer, shot put up, no good. Rebounded by Hoyt. Hoyt to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth across the timeline. Back to Sand. Over to Hoyt. Hoyt on the top of the key now. She'll kick it back over to Sand on the left wing. She'll drive into the lane. Stop. Bounce pass over to Addison Auth. Right corner. Three ball. Shot no good. Rebounded by Chloe Auth. Fighting for it. And coming up with it was Stavrin. Over to Dunn. Dunn across the timeline. Dunn top of the key now. Over to Stavrin. Stavrin right wing. Try to get it inside, pass it inside to Leslie, but goes out of bounds. Panther ball. 37-16, Panthers lead. 14:20 remaining here in the game. Final regular season game for these two teams. Playoffs begin next week. Panthers have a first-round bye. And inbounded to Chloe Auth. And Chloe Auth now cross-court pass over to... Sand, now to Hoyt. Hoyt on the far side. To Kurth, to Sand, to Hoyt. Hoyt on the left wing. Cross-court pass over to Kurth on the right wing. Hesitates, but has to get it over to Sand in the right corner. Now out to Hoyt. Hoyt to Chloe Auth. To Sand. To Chloe Auth on the left wing. Inside to Kurth. Kurth to Hoyt, right wing. Three ball by Emma Hoyt. 40-16 now, Panthers. And across the timeline come the Bulldogs. Over to Maleen. Maleen now will have to come back out towards center. Now she'll try to drive inside. Goes around Addison off, puts up a shot, partially blocked, but they're going to call a foul on Kurth. Thank you to Beeves Restaurant Plum City. Visit Beeves in Plum City for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They have daily and weekly specials, including the Sunday buffet. Visit Beeves' Facebook page for more information. That foul was on Kurth, by the way. That's her third. First free throw on the way is good. Duran Napa Farmers. Visit Duran Napa for all of your custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and all the parts you need to keep that equipment running on the farm. With Napa know-how from Duran Napa. Maleen's first free throw is good. Free throw on the way. Rims out, no good. Rebounded by Hoyt. And so now here comes the trap. Chloe Auth not across the timeline, but over to Hoyt, whistling a foul. Foul be on Chelsea Holden. So inbounded to Chloe Auth. To Hoyt now. Hoyt back to Chloe. To Addison Auth, right corner. She'll drive right baseline. Long cross-court pass to Gracie Bauer. She couldn't hang on to it, managed to save it, but it went to Schlu instead. And Schlu across the timeline now to Maylene. Maylene drives in, puts up the shot, no good. Rebounded by the Bulldog. Shot put up, no good. Another shot put up, no good. Another rebound, whistling a foul this time.